Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Unscripted, a monthly audio podcast featuring conversations with members of the National Association of Realtors leadership team. I'm your host, Greg Roth, Director of Executive Communications and Chief Speechwriter at NAR. I want to thank everyone that downloaded and listened to our first episode in February on the subject of leadership. And we have a different theme every time around. For this episode, we're going to talk about mentorship. Who helped you get your start? And how did they help you become who you are? I talked with our president, Chris Polychrone, as well as Mike Ford, one of his vice presidents, and we get a special guest. This episode has a slightly different format in that we're going to jump around a little bit, so let's get started. Tell me about who your mentor is.
As far as my mentors, you know, I guess the two biggest mentors I had, I actually have four. Jim McAdams and Mike Ford got me involved in NAR as far as volunteering my time, both of them.
I talked to Chris about who his mentors were, and you, Mike Ford, are one of the people that he mentioned in the real estate business. So I thought maybe you'd tell us about your earliest interactions with Chris.
Sure. You know, what a compliment. It may be one of the highest compliments anyone's ever given me. And Chris Polychrone and I got to be really good friends back in the 90s. His former partner, Jim McAdams, and I were running up the chain together when we were both being in line to be president of the Arkansas Realtors Association. And so I got to know Chris really well then. And Jim came up to me one day and he said, "Hey, Mike, I've got this guy that would make an absolutely wonderful trustee for RPAC in Arkansas." And I said, "Okay, I know Chris a little bit, but tell me a little bit about him." Then I found out he knows everybody in America. And, you know, Chris has been a great leader in Arkansas, a great leader here, and I don't have to tell you what a great job and what a good trustee he's been to the Arkansas Realtors Political Action Committee. So we really sort of got our foundation of working together based on our political involvement and with the PAC there in Arkansas.
The two people that I would say mentored me becoming president was Richard Mendenhall and Ron Phipps. They both went out of their way to take the time to tell me that I had the qualities it took to be an NAR president, why I had these qualities, and more importantly, what qualities and characteristics I could improve to be a better president. And it takes a real friend and mentor to tell you those things.
It's pretty great that you had two NAR presidents, past presidents, as mentors. And I would say they're probably, I don't know Richard as well as I've met Ron a few times, they're different. Did they bring different things to you in mentoring you?
What I admired about Richard was his integrity, his respect from members, even though he hadn't been a president in 10 years when he started mentoring, eight or 9 years when he started mentoring me, the respect he commanded from the members and still remembered him made a huge impression on me. And I wanted to be like him. I want to be liked by our members. I want to be remembered as doing good things for our association. No legacy, just good things for our members. Ron Phipps brought the ability to communicate. And as you know, I've used him in a lot of helping me produce speeches that we've given. And I just think it may have been a seminary training, I don't know, but I think he has an insight to be able to relate to members through, and he was able to convince you and I to use my stories, et cetera, to make the member appreciate me and understand me better.
Chris, I've known for probably a dozen years. And it was really interesting because early on in the conversations, we talked a lot about the benefits of being in leadership, the opportunities, and how you can pay it forward and pay it back. He and I share a real commitment to paying it forward. And the other thing is that when we started talking, I was in the process of running from a smaller state than Arkansas, that is from Rhode Island. And he said, "Well, you were able to do it from a small state. You weren't from one of the big states." And I said, "Well, there are reasons for that, but one of the most important pieces of advice I can give you is you need to share and be very transparent with your public self, the self that people might not otherwise get to know. I said, Chris, the best way to do that is to share your stories, your life experience, because it gives people the opportunity to get to know you really well, but they also get to see how you process, how you think, how you discern, and what the pivotal moments were in your life.
Okay, that wraps up the first part of the podcast. Now for part two, I asked each of Chris Polychrone, Mike Ford, and Ron Phipps about a figure that played a pivotal role in their early career for each of them. And here's what they told me.
When I left banking the first time, I sold stocks and bonds for a company called Hill, Crawford, and Lanford, where Lewis Lanford was my boss, but more so he was my mentor. And he led in such a manner that he always made sure that I was informed. He took the time to tell me I was doing a good job. He didn't overly rave about you at all, but you knew he had confidence in you primarily because other people would tell you that Lewis Lanford told me you were doing a great job for him. And when you hear those things coming back to you, it means a lot to you, even though he may not. And he didn't do it very often where he'd call me in his office and say, gosh, Chris, you're doing a great job for me. Mm-hmm. But he was the kind of man, because everybody in Little Rock, Arkansas respected his integrity and his honesty. He was considered the not the biggest producer of being a stockbroker, but the one with the most integrity. I've tried to lead my life that way. I've tried to always have integrity, to always be honest with people. And I think having mentors that lead you in that direction is very, very important.
When I first got in the business in 1979, I went to work for a lady by the name of Lucille Pate. She worked by herself, and it was a one-person office. And the very first day I walked into her office, she said, come on, we're going to the West Memphis Board of Realtors monthly meeting. Number one, I didn't even know what the Realtors was. Had no idea if they had a monthly meeting. And she said, by the way, you need to bring your checkbook because you've got to make an investment in RPAC and you've got to pay your bills. I mean, you got to pay your dues. Well, I mean, I was young, no money, had no idea what all that meant. So, you know, I just tugged along, and Miss Pate took me to the meeting, and I wrote a check, and then I had to go back home and call my mother and say, can I borrow $100 so I can cover the check I just wrote so I could make Miss Pate happy. But that wasn't where it stopped. I mean, everybody has that person in their career. So Lucille Pate is that person, and no one will know who she is other than me, but she's that person that sparked that little fire in me that got me involved and has made me a much better real estate agent and a much better person because of my involvement with the Realtors.
And it sounds like she was a one-person show, a one-woman show.
She was a one-person show, and she never missed a local board meeting. She attended all of our state association meetings, and she just believed in giving back to the industry. That had been good to her and her family as well.
In my case, it's really difficult to pick one because I had so many that were really pivotal. Chris and I share a mentor in Richard Mendenhall. I will tell you that my grandfather was probably the most influential person in my leadership because he used to say to me all the time, to whom much is given, much is expected, and he believed that you had to not merely talk about it but deliver. But I will tell you the one that was really intriguing, and it was a great leadership lesson for me. There's a woman from New Hampshire, her name is Angie Kopka. Angie Kopka was the oldest serving member of the New Hampshire legislature ever, and just retired in her mid-90s from serving in the legislature. But when I was getting ready to run for NAR president, there was another person from my region, an extremely talented person who also wanted it. And we had talked about sequencing, et cetera. And I went to Angie and said, Angie, what do you think? And Angie, in the most sage advice I've probably ever had, said, you know, I'm confused here. I said, how's that? She said, I'm not sure why you and your competitor think it's your prerogative to choose what's best for the region. And after the wind got back into my lungs, I said, I'm don't understand. And she said, well, it's really not your choice as to who we think is ready and worthy. And she said, what I would recommend is if both of you want it, you both should run in the region, get the region's acknowledgement, and we will determine who we wish to forward. I ran for that advice aggressively and ultimately was able to prevail. But I remember the advice vividly because it was one of those times in which you're being taken down several pegs and at the same time being reminded that all leadership is authorized and comes from the body you represent. And you go to them for authorization. You go to them for authority. You go to them for validation. It was a great, great leadership lesson. And to this day, Angie is one of the DSAs for NAR. She's still active, and she's an amazing, amazing leader who reminds me that stature has nothing to do with height. Respect has nothing to do with presence. And character is far more than saying the right things. It's actually doing what one should be doing to be authentic, to be real, and to be genuine.
After selling stocks and bonds for 6 years and was very successful at it, I had the opportunity to go be president of a bank. And this man tried to hire me, and the first time I told him no because I loved my job and I loved Lewis Lanford. The second time, he hooked me on whether or not I could run a bank, and I took the job. And I knew it was going to be the hardest thing I was going to do. I mean, Mr. Lanford called me son. I mean, even though I wasn't his son, he always called me son. Mm-hmm. And so I had to go tell him I was leaving. So I went in and told him I was resigning and why. And I immediately looked at him, and I could tell it he was hurting. And it hurt me. I mean, I immediately saw his disappointment. And he looked up, and I'll never forget this, and he said, son, didn't you know I was grooming you to run this company? And I looked back, and I said, well, Mr. Lanford, you never told me that. And he said, well, I didn't think I had to. And but I'd already given my word that I was going to take this job, and I did it. But I guess the one thing I would teach people there is that as a mentor, if you want somebody to do something, tell them too. Because I don't know that I would have taken that banking job had he have told me that I was going to run this company someday.
So last question, do you find a mentor or does a mentor find you?
Ideally, a mentor would find you and see the qualities in you. But I encourage young members, I try to when I speak, to find a mentor that they respect and let them know you'd like to be a mentor.
Excellent. Thanks.
Okay, that's this month's podcast. Hope you enjoyed that. We'll be back again in April with another episode on a different theme. In the meantime, any questions, comments, feedback for me, you can reach me at groth@realtors.org. Thanks again for listening.